Yeah.
Right. Sorry, Frank, we'll be there in a sec. Well, I don't know if Jason's going to do it. Is Jason here, Jason? Is Jason. Up here today? Jason Swift?
Oh, he's not. No, sorry,
it?
No.
Isn't he? Okay. No. Okay. So that's all a joint interview tonight, Ollie Robinson and Matt Hobden. First of all, I'll get to come to you first of all, Ollie. Your debut and 100. Just what does that feel like?
I suppose it's pretty special, really. I mean, when I was out there, I was just trying to bat, just keeping it steady. Matt was obviously helping me through. Couldn't have done it without Matt, to be honest. I mean, 64 and out, batting 11, it's a great effort. So, for me, it's just pretty special after the last few years, really.
And you came together when it was 171 for 9. So what did you say when you sort of walked out first of all?
I just told Matt to keep it simple, really, and we just try and get 200. And then when we got 200, we'll get 225, 250, so on. Just play nice and straight, play the ball on its merit, keep it simple, really.
It's completely out of context with the rest of the match, really, because the ball was seeming around and...
Yeah, it was a bit strange, really, because it actually turned a bit... Well, it started to go a bit slow, or the pitch went a bit slow, and it actually probably got a little bit easier. Yeah, we'd like you say, just tried to take it step by step, like goal by goal, little targets in between, but in the end it was right.
And we hear a lot about the Sussex bowlers practising a lot with their batting, so that clearly paid off today.
Yeah, we do a lot of work, like all the bowlers do, we're always going for hits and stuff, so yeah, I guess it's paid off, well, to an extent, so far anyway. Hopefully we can get some more runs as well in the season.
You've got your maiden first class 50, Ollie got his maiden first class 50. I mean, you're aware of those milestones. Were you aware of this partnership for the 10th wicket at all?
No, we weren't, to be honest. I mean, when we got to 50 partnership, we were like, oh, come on, let's get 100, like, 100 partnership, 150 partnership, we'd like, just keep going. Just kept it going, kept each other going, really. So it was a great day for us.
Well, it was a great day, and it lifted Sussex into a great position. Now, they were saying at tea time, they thought there was an incident whereby you might have been run out. Were you aware of that at all, when the stumps were thrown down?
Yeah, I was never out. I had my bat down, but my feet were in the air, so... Just had to get out of the way of it.
And how frustrated were the Durham bowlers getting during that partnership? Because they must have thought that Sussex would be out for, you know, less than 200.
I mean, I would have thought they would have been pretty frustrated, because if I was on the reverse of that, I would have been fuming, to be honest. 164 partnership, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't be happy.
And I just wonder, Matt, when you went to the record for the partnership, that was with a six. Did you have any idea when you were coming down the wicket to smack him over?
Not at all. Just thought... Too fair. He went wide of the crease, and I thought I was going to whack this one, and ended up going quite far, to be honest.
And fantastic response from everybody on the balcony. What did they say when you came in at tea time?
Everyone was just chuffed for us, really. I mean, we put the team in a great position from where we were, so everyone was just congratulating us and chuffed for us, chuffed for the team, to be honest.
And then you come out and get a couple of wickets. Everyone's saying, "What's your lottery numbers?" Because what a day!
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm going to have too many luck today, but we'll see, won't we? So.
But just tell us a little bit about how this move has come around. I know you've been down playing some second 11 cricket. Just explain what's happened over the last few days and weeks.
I started off a couple of weeks ago, came to a training session, then got asked to play a twos game down at Radlett against Middlesex, scored 100 in that, bowled quite well. And then middle of last week, Robbo just mentioned to me that I might be playing Sunday. So I sort of prepared myself for it, got up for it, and then we're here today.
And when did you first know you were playing? Because you obviously travelled up with the squad on Friday.
Yeah, I knew on Friday that I was playing. Robbo gave me a little whisper in the ear to let me know. So it's quite settling to know that I was playing before I came, to be honest.
And, you know, you were talking about the last few years. I mean, just, you know, you've come to Sussex. What is it about Sussex, Mark Robinson? What's attracted you to the county?
Well, obviously they're a great club, Division 1 club. A lot of history at the club, a lot of great players. So, I mean, what's not to like about living in Brighton as well? Great place to live, so, yeah.
And what a day. I mean, it's your first class debut. I mean, can you really quite believe you're standing here at the riverside and this has happened?
I'm still pretty gobsmacked, to be honest. I'm not sure what's happened today. So, when I lie down on my bed in the room later, I'll probably take it all in a bit more.
And what about the state of the match, Matt? Because Durham got off to a good start as well. And
Yeah, they got off to a pretty good start. Like, I mean, we didn't bowl particularly well. Probably... have to bowl a lot better tomorrow, but I mean we've just got to try and hit our straps like we did the last couple of games and try and blast them out. But yeah, we're in a pretty good position. Got two wickets now. Watchman's in, so just need to bowl well tomorrow and kind of advance our position a little bit.
Ollie can't quite believe it. What about you?
I'm just happy, to be honest. I mean, I'm not previous high scores 18 in first class cricket. That was for uni when I played for uni against the Warwickshire. But yeah, it's just gone. It's just like when you're out there, you don't really realise it's happening. And once you come off, you're like, oh, shit, I actually got some runs. So, but yeah, I suppose it's all right.
Well, fantastic performance, Ollie Robinson, Matt Hobden, record breakers for Sussex today. Very well batted.
Thank you. Cheers. Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Thanks, guys. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much.